I'm all for data privacy, but then I'm like, why am I for data privacy? It's like, because I don't want someone to make a commodity of my likeness or whatever. But then I'm like, do I not? I'm not making any sense. It's like a lot of, I don't think it's fence sitting. I think it's literally like, I see it from both sides because I'm like, I just think we need a new world. I think we just need, like, I don't particularly care if my data is being, like, if it's used to make better products, yeah, sure. But then I also made a TikTok on how OpenAI is essentially, and this is very rambling before we kind of get into some kind of structure, but the SB 1047, the reason it matters to, like, a layperson is they can't change the policy right now, but they can raise their hand and say, hey, I would like the opportunity to have diversification in the market in 5 years' time. It's like one of those downstream things, because otherwise OpenAI is just going to big dick everybody and be like, this is how it is. Every model is governed by that bill.
Yeah.
Did you say that about the flops? You know what a flop is now?
Yeah, I know what a flop is now. You're like,
yeah, I was like, flop is me. I'm a fucking flop.
I think something relatable, like, or the gateway to understanding this bill was the deepfakes. And that I think that's the easiest, like, your face and your image is your data as well. And why would people care about that or not? You know?
Have you seen that? People are actually starting to put, do makeup trends to get past facial recognition. Like, so even in places like Bunnings, which is kind of like a Home Depot over here, there's facial recognition software that will, it's not even proactively. It's kind of like, oh, we're just going to keep your face print on file just in case you ever do something against the fucking government or become a terrorist. And it's like, okay, just going to do that. So people are like doing their makeup kind of like in these blob patterns, which makes it unable to map out your face. Yeah. It's like all these little, I say little kids, they're like 20.
Like the issue of deepfakes is the same as I think we've talked about, like, watermarking before.
Mm.
But I'm very optimistic that we are going to solve for and create technology and systems that incorporate this. But I am very cynical on us achieving watermarking, like us nailing watermarking completely, like tracing things back. Unless I actually think that this is where blockchain comes in, time stamping across, like, just the chain. But if we're not jumping into Web3 and we're just talking about, like, Web2 technology and AI, like, I don't see it being something that can easily be traced. I think there's ways. I don't see any, there's nothing in the market right now that makes me believe that we're going to be able to track watermarking, like, or to watermark successfully, like, if something's AI generated, especially in tech.
Because they're all proprietary platforms. And that's the thing, like you said, with Web2, it's not going to be, you're not going to successfully solve an issue with a proprietary technology, is my belief. Like, adoption rates are going to be low. It's going to be like, hey, you can, for example, you know, like Snapchat or whatever it is, but some apps will tell you when you take a screenshot. It's that same kind of privacy filtering. So imagine if you couldn't actually physically take a screenshot without a watermark being on it. And I was looking into that type of thing, but that would be a proprietary app or a third-party app, essentially. So unless it's like a completely open source technology that bigger companies can start to latch onto, I don't see it as being something that will gather adoption. It'll end up being like another fringe thing that gets kind of cast aside because it has the same, like, it's tarred with the same brushes, like a shit coin or like a meme coin. Mm-hmm. It'll be like, and that's that meme that I made and sent to you that I was like, why don't we have these nice, like, governance protocols? Like, why can't we solve for this? And it's the same thing, like, because meme coins and the casino of Web3 is so lifted.
One of the biggest values of the human experience, or like the biggest rewards of the human experience, has to do with, like, relation, connection, and love. And I'm being very cult leader when I say this, but it's like, no, but I mean it. It's like, well, what makes someone feel the most connected? They feel safe and they feel like they can trust. And, like, what are the pillars that lean into trust? You know, it's privacy, it's security, it's honesty, it's openness. And so this is like my, this is where you would put on the top of our agenda that like I'm being Adolf again.
Sometimes you need to say, I need to be Hitler in monologue. That's what you're doing.
I'm being Hitler?
No, because he's the only person I know who monologues.
But I'm not. I'm being more like Lenin. If Lenin and, no, just kidding. If everything was truly out in the open, including just your data, like just imagine, I'm just like trying to be weird about it, but like imagine a world where like, what have you got to hide? Like you can have, you know, like, and it's creepy. Yeah. It's really creepy. But you have to imagine like what it is, like what would get us as humans to be comfortable with something like that, like a concept like that, you know? And it's, but it's crazy. And like, if we all just kind of like, just dropped our defenses for a second and acknowledged that we are human beings and we're very vulnerable and we're very scared and we're very sad and like we don't, and all the other happy emotions too, but just like collectively raised our consciousness to just be humans and not wear all these fucking masks and like play the societal game and like actually do like the veil experiment. You know what I mean?
What's the veil experiment?
Like the veil of ignorance. Have you ever heard of the veil of ignorance?
No.
Philosopher time. Philosopher time. So the veil of ignorance is this philosophical experiment where basically people are, in theory, everyday society are selected at random and put in this room. And a veil of ignorance is put around them in their room. And they, some of them are the world leaders, some of them are homeless, some of them are mothers, and ignorance is put over them and they have no idea who they are outside of this room. They don't know where they'll land. So this group of people is asked to build a society based on knowing nothing about themselves and how they're going to like benefit or not benefit from it after they operate it, right? And so the idea is like, if you had no idea, if you had no stake in the game, how would you design society so that when the veil was lifted, you would benefit as much as the next person? You know what I mean? And I feel like we're kind of in that veil moment where like nobody knows what, who's going to be like, you and I talk about like how, or at least me, like I believe that creators, artists, anybody who identifies as an artist is going to be like the next world leader type. People who have been following this philosophy in this state of life for a while, I believe more people will want to take a lot of pages from their books and therefore like the new society will kind of elevate that value, that skill set, that way of thinking and living versus somebody who operates from like greed and manipulation and like whatever, which is kind of the way that we value leaders now.
Something that does kind of concern me about the new world, if you think about it, like everyone's saying AI is going to do all of this, I think people will shift to a default of, you know, you don't look at spam, everything is going to be considered spam. So I think it's going to be a shift to more in-person things, more in-person like selling as well, like more in-person deals. Say what?
Trade and barter systems.
Thanks for joining us. We're inspired by early bulletin board systems and online communities. We're a project that's just getting started, but our goal is to make tech more human for the public and to reduce monopolies. You can get in touch with us at thething.co. And until next week, stay curious.